Hello and welcome to
Dil To Podcast Hai!
Woo! Your one-stop Bollywood movie review podcast that is different from anything you have experienced before.
That's right. In this podcast, we challenge the perspective of the masses and will bring you a new insight into these cult classic films.
We hope you enjoy.
As you guys heard, we have a guest in the house who just introduced this week's episode of Dil To Podcast Hai. And it's the one and only Kamran, who's back. Because of popular demand, we got a lot of messages, we got a lot of comments.
Hello, people
want him back, people miss his voice. So,
welcome, Kamran.
Welcome, Kamran.
Thank you for having me.
How does it feel to be back again?
I feel privileged.
Oh, man, that's so sweet.
I'm spoiled.
He's honored, he's privileged, and he's here for you guys. And this week we've got a really interesting movie. It also has a similarity between this movie and the film that he was here for last time.
Yeah.
So you're going to find out more about that
very
shortly. And yeah, let's take it away.
So this week we have an interesting movie which basically created a lot of buzz before its release.
Mm-hmm.
This movie also brought great performances from the lead, especially the lead actor.
Mm-hmm.
The music of the film was also talked about.
Yeah.
The genre of the film was also talked about. This week's movie is
Rockstar!
Why did we pick Rockstar, guys?
Well, I liked it when I saw it before, and I really wanted to rewatch it.
Yeah.
So I thought this would be a cool opportunity, so I suggested it to you guys. And you guys were, like, cool.
Yeah.
And also the fact that this film did not do well. It had a lot of hype prior to its release.
Yeah.
So it did not do well. I think critics did not like it. Audiences were still okay with it, semi-okay with it, not totally convinced. So today we'll be giving you two perspectives of the film.
Yeah.
Of when I first actually watched it, I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I rewatched it a couple nights ago, I completely have a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So we can definitely, shed light and talk more about it.
Because
for me, I liked it more when I saw it the first time, actually.
Yeah, you know, I think it took some time for people to warm up to this movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't like an instant, it's not that people liked it immediately or didn't like it immediately. It was mixed.
Yeah.
Some people liked it, other people didn't. And now, all of a sudden, it's gained a lot of popularity after its release.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's been a really long time since it came out. I mean, in terms of years, it was 2011 when it came out.
Right.
So I watched it after 2011 now.
Same. Mm-hmm.
So, so all of us. So it's kind of different. Like, we had a different perspective on life back then. We were young. We were kids.
Sure.
We were naive.
Yeah. We didn't go through pain.
We didn't go through the dard that, you know, Janardhan did. And we relate to Jordan. Some of us were crying.
Yeah.
Some of us feel that we are Jordan.
So
More about that later.
Jordan Lives Matter.
Jordan Lives Matter. It's true. It's true.
Okay, a real quick thing about the movie. It's directed by Imtiaz Ali. This was his fourth film. I think he was coming after Lavachko. Yeah. Starring Ranbir Kapoor, who gave a mind-blowing performance.
Yeah,
we'll come to that.
Yeah.
And Nargis Fakhri. And the film also stars Aditi Rao Hadri, Piyush Mishra, and Shahnaz Patel.
In supporting roles,
and of course, Shammi Kapoor, who makes his last silver screen appearance before he passes away.
Legend.
All right, so Shweta, you want to get started with a quick synopsis?
This is a really nice and short synopsis. So we have a young youth who woos the hottest, about-to-be-married girl in college. He then rises to become a rock star and then self-destructs.
Wow.
That's a lot in that one sentence.
In a log line.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's a catchy
synopsis, though.
Yeah, I mean,
like, if I were to read that before it released, I would be like, I really want to watch
this. Yeah, what is this about?
So, here we are. Like I said, Imtiaz Ali is coming back after three films.
Mm-hmm.
He's much more experienced now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's bringing a subject that's completely new to him.
Yeah.
And sources said that this film kind of loosely is based on one of his friends who's crazy about music.
Yeah.
So he wanted to create
a
story and a world. And Ranbir Kapoor was casted, and I think he wanted to work with Ranbir for a long time
because
he has been doing fantastic films. So let's start about the storytelling of the film.
Yeah.
The film throughout is told very non-linear.
Yeah.
It goes really back and forth.
Yeah.
Throughout, which I feel was pretty different.
Yeah, it was
in terms
interesting
of
to see
filmmaking.
Yeah, like one of the last scenes is where the film starts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you see like a self-destructive superstar, or you don't even know what he is at that point. It's just
just foreshadowing.
But when it opens up, it's like this troubled man. Clearly, there's something going on with him. He's in trouble with the law. He's in trouble with the community. People are looking at him weird, and they recognize him because of the billboard. So you realize this is an important guy who's going through something.
And he's low-key being extra too. Yeah, he's kind of he's showing that rockstar attitude.
So basically, it was nice because it showed his progression from a normal, everyday sort of regular guy to this superstar with all the attitude and the dard and the pain and the, you know, the I don't care vibe. I don't give a damn vibe or whatever. And I think that was the best part of the back and forth element. Other than that, it was just confusing for some people.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel a lot of audiences probably did not catch a lot of the back and forth because it was too fast and it was kind of jarring in a few places. Mm-hmm. So I think that would have been one of the reasons why the audiences could not kind of like follow throughout the film. Although I think Imtiaz was trying to do something creative, trying to be something different by kind of, you know, going back and forth in between cuts. But I thought a few places it was confusing. What do you think, Cam?
I think I didn't find it confusing, maybe because I've seen other movies with similar storytelling.
Yeah.
Maybe for people who haven't seen this kind of storytelling before, for the first time, it would be confusing.
Yeah, that's true. So, like, the first half, obviously the film starts with Jordan having like a mental breakdown in his performance.
Essentially.
Then we go back to a little bit of a flashback and showing how innocent he is. He is a little eccentric, right, in character.
Even from before he became a superstar, he was a bit eccentric.
Okay.
Sare campus mein dhind ho raha hai. Heer falana dhimaka. Sare mere friends. Par personally mujhe nahi lagta ki tu utti bhi koi hot hai.
So those shades were nicely put together by Imtiaz in the film as far as characterization goes.
Yeah.
And, but my question to you is, did he actually really want to be a rock star throughout? Like this guy?
Yeah. I felt that.
I think his passion was still missing to become this.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? I think Imtiaz Ali is known for his love stories. Yeah. So I think that's why he wanted to portray the love angle better.
Yeah. So it's like love was the core of it. And this whole rock star part was just the
around
it wasn't like the need to become famous was not the main part of the movie then.
And the part that was kind of unbelievable, unrealistic, was the paparazzi that just, you know, appeared right away from nowhere.
I get it, like how his friend says to go through a heartbreak for him to kind of, you know,
Succeed in music, become famous.
A true artist is someone who actually goes through pain.
You need pain
to inspire you for your material.
Yeah, exactly. Or even to, like, I've heard people say, like, to have that thing in your voice, you need dard, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to have that like a passion or sort of whatever it is.
It's like you have to go through a certain experience to, you know, to reach that potential that was unlocked.
Exactly.
Yeah. Before that, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Do you think his passion was music or to become famous?
I think that he was lacking passion all throughout.
Exactly.
I feel that he was good at music, but that's it. Like, he wasn't, ki mujhe banna hai, music is my life, ye wo nahi tha, I felt. Because if you notice, when he finds out that Platinum Record Wale are following him and they're trying to get in contact with him, he literally brushes it off to go to Nargis's wedding.
I was thinking that too.
So if music was his passion, he'd be like, Nargis, you know, I know you're getting married.
Because she is getting married to someone else.
She's getting married. Wahan jaake, what are you going to get anyway?
Yeah.
That could also be shown that, you know, he's going through that process, so he gets his heart broken, right?
Yeah.
So he feels that artist thing. Yeah. Maybe he's still pursuing that.
Yeah, that's true. He's still trying to do that. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like his only passion becomes Nargis Fakhri and being with her. Like that now that is his core passion. Mm-hmm. He approaches that more passionately than he approaches his music.
He leaves record labels for her. But I totally get what he's trying to say. That's just in progress of leading to that.
He was good at it. Yeah. And I relate to that. like for singing, I sing as well, but I do it because I'm okay at it.
Yeah.
So I do it, but I'm not like, mujhe singer banna, music is my life.
Yeah.
Main subah sham like riyaz karti rehti hu. It's not like that for me either. Yeah.
Can we have a demo, please?
Another thing of the film is the part, like, they never showed Ranbir's character struggle as much to become famous. Yeah. I feel like everything was so handed out to him so easily.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Platinum record. Like, those record people,
people are running behind him. Why? There's so much talent in India.
Yeah.
So many people, are singers. He doesn't show up in a couple of, concerts and stuff. And even prior. Like, there are a couple of gigs that he doesn't show up to. People won't care.
Yeah. He's, like, lacking ambition throughout the whole thing.
I think what it was, because they were having a competition in his college.
Yeah.
And he, in the beginning scene,
he
was doing this one of the stage performances, and he was at one level. I think he passed on to the next level.
Yeah.
And that's why he achieved a certain level that now they're actually, like, he can win, right?
Yeah. So
he can.
And also, I think, like, if you look at other movies that have a similar genre, like Rock On.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Rock On was, a very nice portrayal of inner conflict as well as outer conflict to become a band and, like, to make it big.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I feel like that movie worked really well and a lot of people were able to identify it.
Yeah.
Over here, I think it was more of inner conflict.
Yeah.
Of just, like, him getting there, then, of course, the separation and then anger and aggression and so on.
He's not like Shah Rukh Khan, as we spoke earlier.
Yeah, like, what type of fame does this guy have?
Yeah.
And again, coming back to the audiences, like, India is big on music and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think there's any singer that got that kind of paparazzi, you just mentioned. And it's very, that I thought was very unrealistic.
Mm-hmm. I felt maybe because he's like a bad guy, like he's doing, he's in trouble with the law. Maybe the girls are like, oh, yeah, he's hot or whatever, he's a bad boy. And then they're so crazy about him. What's his name? Jordan.
And what did you think about the character overall, like, about him, like, what happens to him, like, his journey? Did you guys feel like it was realistic? Were you guys able to relate? Or, like, did you guys get the whole, the love angle?
Mm-hmm.
I got the artistic side of it.
Yeah.
Like, his inspiration and his passion. But not to the extent where he's, you know, some actions he does is just crazy. Like, no normal person or even, you know, a little bit crazy, they wouldn't do that.
But then I guess they're trying to show ki pyar mein he's doing all this.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that, like,
but what's the limit?
Fair? Or, I mean, is that, like, a fair thing to say? Or?
Like, it's hard to criticize because it's different for everyone.
For everyone,
Like, the love they have for somebody. So some people can go to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And then some people would go, like, lower.
So. Yeah. I felt that, like, you know, for this doesn't happen often, but it was like a main character with shades of gray.
Right.
Like, you don't look at him and go, he is right. And you're not rooting for him all the time. So it's a character, main lead character, where you're like, okay, is it justified? Is it not? You're still kind of trying to come to terms with what he's doing. And then there's the destructive love aspect to it, where he's self-destructive. So Aajkal Bhi, we have, like, Kabir Singh that's coming out that's about self-destructive love.
Yeah.
And, or even Aidil Hai Mushkil, where the lead character, you're not really rooting for him because he's childish and he's not behaving as a person his age would, but it's the same self-destructive love, you know, unfulfilled love. So I guess that's aspects in this film that are not typically shown in Bollywood.
Yeah.
That, I guess, made a difference. But, I mean, it was an interesting character. It was definitely something you're wondering, ye kya kar raha, kyun kar raha?
Yeah.
Is this normal?
He's kind of crazy. Like, if you think about one of the last scenes when she's, like, just resting in her bed and then he's, like, trying to kiss her, but she's trying to go away. Like,
I also feel after she gets married, you can see he's upset, but I think he also doesn't know why he's upset at that point. Like, usko bhi realize nahi hota, it's because she's gone. But he has this restlessness in him. Mm-hmm. And, like, this whatever bitch I need to be.
And that builds.
Yeah, and he doesn't know. At that point, Mujhe nahi lagta, he knows it's because of her.
Oh, okay.
I think after they meet in Prague again and then they separate, then he's like, okay.
Yeah, it's
this. It's her.
Yeah. But what did Nargis Fakhri's character give him that he falls in love with her? That I still don't get.
Because she was that unattainable, you know, showpiece that nobody can achieve. And he
achieved it.
He achieved it.
But that's it?
That's huge.
Is it?
Yeah.
Iske karan he ruined his life over that?
Also, because they were very very similar in their interests, right? They wanted to do crazy party stuff.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, dumb shit karne mein they fell in love.
But that's a bonding thing, right?
Ghar jayegi ya organ machani hai?
Bahut! Gun to bahut machani hai. Bade bade kaarname karne hai. Magar waqt kahan hai, mere dost?
Yeah.
So they're doing like crazy dumb shit around
but
the
like,
world.
But like, see, for her, it's like he brought out her crazy side.
Right.
She can do what she wants with him that she can't normally do. That's what he exactly. brings for
yeah,
her.
Yeah, so that right. I get.
Yeah.
But I don't get why
she
when,
bring
yeah,
for him.
For him.
Like, take it crazy.
Dude, she's so hot.
She's
the hottest girl in
You're gonna
in
ruin
college.
Your life because she's hot. I guess guys could relate to that.
Yeah,
guys, please leave comments below if you
yeah. also, and go.
If you also feel that if a girl's hot, it's worth ruining your life over.
He didn't ruin his life. Like, technically,
he
he's still alive.
No,
and
but
he's
like,
rich.
What is
but
he now? What is he now? Like, he's
now he's a rock star.
He's a
rich.
Ruined man.
He's had that experience. Now yeah. it's like a new man now.
A ruined man, in my opinion.
No, I think yeah. it's
the guy's like, oh,
I
mama,
feel like
it's like new chapter, yo. That's
no,
it.
She's dead. On to the next one.
So, what did you guys think about here?
Yeah,
Play
yeah.
Playboy Nargis Fakhri, like
gorgeous.
I don't know. I could not get over the lip job. I have no problems with Nargis Fakhri, but it's just that, like, for me, it was a little distracting. And that's like, you know, it's I'm saying that she did it and that's fine, that's perfectly okay, but like for me.
But the thing is, I really felt she was miscast. I think
yeah.
one of the reasons why the film did not do too well is because the love story or the chemistry was not the greatest because of her lack of acting skills, like no offense.
Yeah.
I guess. But then I know it was her first movie and I get it. At least get an actor who can speak the language. She doesn't speak Hindi or Urdu. And stuff.
Yeah.
So it's hard for getting a dubbing artist and dub
and you can really tell by the way she's mouthing the words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uske upar, her body language is that of a Western girl.
Yeah.
Her body language is not of an Indian girl. That's one thing I picked up on very early on. And it's a little like jarring to watch her in that like Indian role. But
yeah.
then
if it was any other actor, like an actor who's
yeah.
been in Bollywood for a long time, I think they would have created like much better,
yeah.
a much better chemistry. And I think the love story could have been shown much better.
Who do you think would have been a better actress to play the role?
Kareena Kapoor.
You know, they actually wanted to cast Kareena Kapoor, but then because
That's
of the
bad.
Love scenes between both characters,
cringe.
They
Cousins.
Wanted to keep Ranbir. They're like, we're not compromising on Ranbir. So Kareena, you gotta go.
Was it Cousins? That's
yeah.
so weird.
So who else would you have casted?
Deepika? No.
No. What about like, what about, I feel, no, I'm like.
Even Aditi
like Katrina,
Rao. Hydri,
yeah, Aditi Rao Hydri would have done
good.
She would have been good.
What about Anushka?
Yeah.
She could have done it.
I think she could have done it. I
she
think.
Done
no,
that.
Actually, I feel like she could have done it now. I think she also grew over the years.
No.
What's
the, what
about
Karishma
the,
Kapoor?
Wo bhi cousin hai yaar.
Okay, never mind.
And she's like what 80 years old? No. She's
oh, she
no, no. She's amazing, but she's like a good decade older than Ranbir, I'm sure.
Okay, another thing that I've always noticed mm-hmm. that Imtiaz Ali has not changed the character profile for his female protagonist.
Yes.
So they're
yes.
always the same: happy-go-lucky, wacky, pale, tame. Later part
pale.
Of the film, pale, pale,
pale,
and all that stuff. Right?
In casting, he's like pale ho. Isse zyada ho sakte ho pale.
Khoon nikal do yaar iska thoda.
You're right. They're all pale. Actually, minus Deepika, they're all pale.
Yeah.
Deepika's so, the only one with the pigment.
What?
I mean, in Love Aajkal, then
okay,
in Tamasha,
yeah.
she has pigment, but
yeah.
everybody else has no pigment.
Aisha Thakur too.
Aisha Thakur had pigment, but usko bhi pale kar diya tha.
Yeah.
Pale
so it's
matter.
More. There's no character arc for the female
yeah.
character in his
She's,
film.
She basically is the one who brings the guy out of his misery and his
yeah.
and helps him discover in all of his films.
All
Ladki
of his
ka role hai, ladke ko self discover
yeah.
karwao.
Yeah, and there's nothing
yeah.
else to it. It's the same crazy go girl who wants to do crazy things.
Yeah.
Look at Kareena Kapoor and Jav Bhi Main.
Consumer court se poochho kya rate hai?
Look at Aisha Thakur and Sochana Tha,
yeah.
same thing. And
look
Love
at Deepika.
Deepika.
Yeah.
It's all those crazy girls. And that's it. There's no other dimension. It's just like for him, a girl is this.
But like I feel like everyone talks about the females in Imtiaz Ali films, like the way he portrays. I feel like we're bringing a different side to it because a lot of people actually like that. Ki ladki hai, you know, eccentric hai.
Mm-hmm.
Character hai uska.
Yeah, but is that the characters having the same thing? Same characteristics for every single.
Maybe
what if,
he's
what
trying
if this
to change.
Was his girlfriend that like broke his heart and now boy character had a film that a recurring character.
Maybe he's trying to change the Indian audience's mind, like the female specifically. How you know it's like, ghar pe baithe raho and you know be a family girl.
Yeah.
And he's trying to change the perspective of society in this
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Ki hamari ladki peeti hai,
cheat karti hai.
I wasn't specifically talking about that stuff, but
yeah.
Okay.
So another question, guys. Okay, we kind of know how Jonathan becomes Jordan. We all know how that transformation happened. But now when he spends his time with Nargis Fakhri towards the end, why was he still pissed off at the media and his whole concerts? Like, he was slacking in his concerts. And I know I get it that he wanted to spend time with the girl.
Yeah.
But still, he was not dedicated. Like, he lost his dedication towards music. I don't care about that attitude. Why was he still angry? I don't get that, actually.
Because they were they didn't understand his perspective. And they're just, like, always there.
Yeah.
So that's why that's your natural reaction. Like, imagine just cameras at you all the time.
Yeah. But did he not want that? He wanted to become famous, no?
I think he wanted, you all want that. But then after he's achieved it and he's seen the negative side of it, he was like, I don't want this.
Yeah. But then I feel like he also became that bitter man now.
Yeah.
Like, he was that bitter man for so long that now it's intrinsic part of his... his personality, wo ladki mil bhi jaye to that bitterness will stay with him.
Pata nahi aise kyu karta hai main. Control nahi kar pata. Mujhe bilkul acha nahi lagta. Main khud apne aap ko acha nahi lagta. Mujhe khush nahi hona chahiye.
So, one interesting part of this movie is I like how they didn't focus on the drug abuse and alcohol abuse as a rock star and even achieving to that status. What do you guys think?
So this was interesting, right? So it was just all based on love and just his pain.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be with alcohol. It doesn't have to do with alcohol or like drugs.
Yeah.
So he was just absorbed in pure pain. He didn't try to cut it with any other substance. He drinks with her, right?
With her. Take shots.
Cheers!
Why are you drinking?
Drinking?
So he was just absorbed in pure pain. He didn't try to cut it.
मैं ना थोड़ी सी फेस पे लगा लेता हूँ और ऐसे कॉलर शॉलर पे फिर दारू फेंक देता हूँ और एक्टिंग करता हूँ भी चढ़ गई है.
No, why I think he might not have, because there was a spiritual element to the entire film.
Yes.
And I feel like there was a Sufi element and a self-discovery.
He doesn't need it.
Yeah.
That's how he just is.
So any other negatives or positives about the film that you guys thought,
I had a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Do you think he could become successful without the heartbreak? Like, if that whole thing didn't happen, do you think he still had it in him to become Jordan? Or do you think that it was right and you do need to go through all that to become... like, was that what they were trying to prove in the film? Ki heartbreak hua to Jordan bana. Heartbreak nahi hota to nahi banta Jordan.
Like, I don't know, because if you look at it, she got married, and then he actually did gain popularity.
Yeah, you're right.
He didn't even get that pain.
Yeah.
He probably had some other pain, pain of how his parents are kicked him out.
Yeah.
And maybe his friends are not there anymore. Whatever. Yeah. That loneliness was probably there, but not that kind of pain that he was seeking for initially. So I think he still could have been Jordan regardless.
Without that whole thing.
Yeah. Less mental breakdowns, maybe.
Yeah. Interesting.
What about you, Cam?
I think he could have made something in the music career, but not achieved
that level of success. Okay. Because I also feel the fact that this thing happened to him, it helped to build his image of the bad guy. You know how in the beginning the record label wala uncle was like, image is everything, you need to work on your image. Ye pura bad boy wala.
Image is everything.
Yeah, everything is image, image is everything. And the bad boy wala image, I think that also really brought him to the forefront.
All right, so let's talk about the performances. Ranbir Kapoor.
Yeah.
10 on 10.
10 on 10. I'm not a fan of him, but after this movie,
His eyes, the way he emoted.
Especially the last song, I think he gave all, he went he all out. All, And it's interesting because in an interview, I remember Imtiaz or Ranbir, one of them said that they actually filmed the rock star part, Jordan's part first.
Yeah.
And then the other character.
Yeah, because of the hair.
Of the hair continuity. But
and he learned to play the guitar himself, right?
Oh, yeah?
He took a few sessions with, I think, Ayaz Rahman. Oh.
But I always feel, and this is why I think I have a personal problem with Bollywood films in general. Yeah. Like, we see actors like Ranveer Singh, Ranbir Kapoor, doing films like Padmaavat and now like Rockstar, this one. And they get it. Like, I get it. They go there, they're out in their element, and I'm sure they lock themselves in the room. And I get it. Like, totally get it. But I still don't feel it. I don't know why. I still feel they don't cross that line. Maybe they don't want to cross the line.
Maybe they hold back. You want them to lose themselves on screen, and you want to see that.
Mm-hmm. I feel
it's just a job for them, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not the passion.
But then in Hollywood, people know
it. Like when you compare it to Joker, right? Yeah. And his performance there, like crazy,
yeah.
right?
Like
you see the pain in his eyes.
Yeah.
And
it's always like one stop, one notch up every single scene. It was a gradual increase.
Progression.
Right. Progression.
Yeah.
But here I feel like, again, like I said, I think this is just, I don't know, our actors still need to like kind of
push the envelope even more.
Push a little bit more.
More than pain, it was like aggression. Like, matlab dard itna nahi dikha jitna gussa dikha mujhe.
Yeah, I think like, I
just saw him angry. I didn't see... There was moments where you see a pain in his eyes, but mostly
sometimes,
it's just anger. It's rage.
Right. Yeah.
And it was very...
That's true.
What about Nargis Fakhri?
Bejari. I'm kidding.
Fakhri.
She was good. No.
What do you say she was good?
I was trying to be nice.
Some scenes she did well. Yeah.
She did a few scenes really well,
the
I feel.
Cancer one is in the class where she had to lie down.
But even that one scene, like we were discussing, when she realizes she might like this guy, you can see it
you
on her
tell,
face that she's like she can emote, but I think Vichari, like she was in a different context, different culture.
Yeah.
You pick a girl from Queens and you put her to play a Kashmiri larki ka role. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy.
So
but she danced well too, though.
She danced well. She looked nice.
Yeah.
She was pretty.
That's it. That's what matters.
And the other characters were good too. Aditya Rahadri had
Piyush,
Mishra
was good.
And everything. So good. They all added, but it was mainly Ranveer all in all movie. What do you think about Shammi Kapoor's role?
I liked seeing him. Every time he would come on, I liked it.
All right. The music of the film was definitely talked about. One of A.R. Rahman's best albums. What do you guys think about that?
I agree.
Yeah.
The songs were incredible. The lyrics had meaning to it. Like every song, I think somebody can relate to.
Yeah. So soulful. I feel there was a lot of depth in each song.
Yeah.
Right. So when they were in Prague, one of the song that's playing, the lyrics goes like, "Sone ki ye diware khushi na de paaye, azadi de de ya khuda." So, that's like what Nargis is feeling, right? She's rich, she's married, she has everything, but she's not happy.
That really shows like they even put a lot of effort in the music, the lyrics, the different type of song. It was not just like hardcore, like, you know, like what Ranveer would sing. It was just more of other, I think they kind of played around with different kind of genres of music.
Yeah, they did.
Sadda Haq, it goes back to, you know, how I was saying, like, he's asking for his Haq back from the audience.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's how it goes.
That's something, quite deep.
But the audience thing like that. The
audience,
like,
audience doesn't give a shit.
Cinematography ka thoda hame bolna chahiye. Anil Mehta did a very good job.
Yeah, cinematography was really good in the film.
Yeah.
It was shot well, I agree.
Imtiaz Ali though, like what, like 90% of his films, 99% cinematography is on point.
On point, mm-hmm. and he's always up in the pahad.
Yeah.
He loves the mountains.
He loves Europe.
Yeah. All right, guys. So it's time for the best part of the show, or the part where we kind of reflect upon whatever we've discussed. It's the Dil Toh Podcast rating time.
Woo!
We'll start off with our guest of the evening, Kamran.
Okay.
What do you feel?
So as mentioned before, I liked it more when I first saw it.
Okay.
But I still like it now.
Yeah.
It's just not at that level. Out of 10.
Yeah, out of 10.
I would rate it probably a 7.7.
Whoa, I think that's the IMDb rating, eh?
Oh. 7.7.
I didn't even see that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, Amreen, what do you feel? So from the first time you saw it to now, to discussing it in the podcast.
Yeah. No, I didn't like the film the first time, to be honest. Now when I watched it after like 6-7 years now, it was good. It was good, but I still feel there were a lot of things that were kind of missing that Imtiaz kind of could have done a better job with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't like love stories. Okay, I'm not going to say that. But anyway, out of 10, I think I would rate it. It was a 2 in my rating earlier. Whoa. But now after rewatching in this class.
2?
Having
yeah. Wait.
And that's okay. Just for the music.
You gave 2 for the music? Kun faya, kun ko do diya.
No, no. That's what I'm saying. Only for the music is 2 out of 10.
Oh, okay. Like,
yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Or the
still.
I don't like it that time. But, you know, as a overall, I think... I would rate it as a 6 out of 10.
Wow. Okay, 2 says 6 is a good
jump. That's a good jump.
Yeah.
Your turn.
What about Shweta?
Okay, so what I took away from this film when I first saw it, I was like, as you guys know, I sing. Ye kya kar raha hai? Okay. As you guys know, I sing. So my thing from this was like, okay, you know, I have to like also experience dard in whatever form I can. The 19-year-old
me. I'll give you that.
Yeah, yeah, right? I'll punch you. So 19-year-old me was like, oh man, you know, I gotta like, you know, I gotta experience dard. I gotta do this. That's what I took from it then. And I was like trying to like kind of take that advice from the friend from the manager, Uncle Jovi, unka naam hai. So that's what I took from it the first time. Ki, as an artist, you need pain to be able to voice your art properly or express properly. And now I feel watching it, I paid more attention to the other things in the film.
Yeah, yeah.
So the love story, which I think I completely did not pay attention to. Yeah, but I mean, even now I feel like the love story, theek hai, like it was nice. I guess the whole... inaccessible love and self-destructive love, achai, whatever. It wasn't bad. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. When I finished it, I was like, I like it. Like, I still liked it now, watching it again. And I think I would give it a 7 out of 10.
That's a good
because word. Direction, music, yeah, Ranbir, yeah. Acting, I feel like the only thing lacking for me might be Nargis Fakhri. And that was a miscast. I nothing against her, but
yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
guys.
So here's yet another episode that comes to an end.
Yeah, and we hope you enjoyed, and we also want you guys to leave your Dil Toh Podcast Hai rating in the comment section. We want to hear what you thought about the film before the podcast, and if we were able to change your views at all, or if you noticed something that maybe we didn't.
Yeah.
Also, make sure to follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is Dil Toh Podcast Hai. You can find the spelling wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening to this, the spelling is over there. So please go copy paste and follow us. As always, we have
Amreen,
Shweta, and
Kamran
signing out from your favorite podcast,
Dil Toh Podcast Hai.